Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
The NBA is very strong in its desire and its maybe insistence at this point of playing out the rest of this season, come hell or high water. According to various reports, the NBA owners, players, they want to play no matter what. There was a story on ESPN today that they could envision, you know, if they start in July, they could envision the NBA Finals around Labor Day in September. Mark Cuban has talked more optimistically about starting in mid-May, but that doesn't seem possible with the CDC limiting gatherings of 50 or more people for the next, it was 8 weeks, so it's probably, what, 7 weeks from now? So that seems a little overly optimistic. But the story in ESPN said that owners do not want to lock in Labor Day as a drop dead date, because if it means playing playoff games through September or, you know, around late September, then so be it. They really want to get this season done. Obviously, those are financial reasons, because obviously they've lost a ton of money. So,
Not only from this season, Chris, from this scenario that we have playing out right now in the United States and all over the world, but also don't forget the hits of probably from China earlier.
Yes, so
this will be a disastrous. This will be a disastrous year for the NBA. No matter what, I mean, no matter where you're going,
no question. Because there's a good chance. What if they have to play those games? Even if they get to play them, they play them without fans. So now there's refunds.
They still, obviously, they want the TV money, which is bigger than the gate.
Which is really why they're going to, I think, try their best to play the regular season, at least to some degree. Like, they've got to get to 70 games for their local, regional, money to fully kick in. And so to meet those contracts. So that's really why there's the push to play, finish out the regular season, even if you just play maybe 5-6 games each for each team. And it's necessary because of this long layoff. They're going to need some time to get players in some semblance of NBA shape. So I think they're going to have to do that for various reasons. Here's what Ramona Shelburne said about it on Outside the Lines. We do have that.
There's a general sense among owners and among players that no matter what, they want to salvage the season, if that's in July, if that's in August, if that's in September, so be it. I don't think anybody wants to start a new season without crowning a champion from this season. But, you know, I think we are all learning that you can't predict this thing. And anybody who tells you they know what's going to happen in a month or 2 months is lying to you right now, because that's what the league is grappling with, just like all of us.
All right, Rob, so you feel like if this season is canceled, and again, it looks like they're going to try their best to play, but if it's canceled, you feel like it hurts one player, maybe, I don't know if it's one player only, but one player more than anybody else. Why don't you share?
I say one
opinion.
Player only, and that guy is LeBron James.
LeBron James?
Yes, LeBron James has the most to lose from this season being canceled in its entirety, and the idea of maybe even interrupting another season or whatever. But this season will really hurt if LeBron James cannot continue this season. In fact, Chris, I can hear his championship logical clock ticking. That's how desperate LeBron needs to have this season. And let's be honest. LeBron has no idea if this can play out the way it's played out this year. where when you think about how well he's played in year 17, right. how well the Lakers got off to a great start, Anthony Davis, all the other stuff, they'll have the number one seed, all the other stuff, whether or not people believe that they're the best team or if it's the Clippers, there's no doubt that he has to have, like, this could be a potential championship that could slip away and never happen. So he doesn't win this championship in L.A. Next year, he's a year older. Who knows how the team, again, put together will be. Who knows how much better some other teams are and if they improve in the offseason and different things. It's just like it would be really at this late date, it would be a lost opportunity, which would have ramifications. A, he could wind up walking away from Los Angeles with nothing, and I mean 4 years and no championship, or as well as no more championships, and you start to look at it and say, well, yeah, he won three championships, but really when you think about how many years he played and up all the numbers he put right. up, it won't look as good. It just won't. No matter how many times he got to the finals, no matter how many times out East Chris he got from the Eastern Conference, it just won't look right. He played 20 years, put up all these stats, passed Kareem Abdul-Jabbar in scoring, did all this, and won three championships. It just won't feel right, and he didn't win one in L.A. So I think that this season means more to LeBron James than anybody. His clock, as I told you, is ticking. It's getting louder and louder. I understand why the NBA wants to play. But if I'm LeBron James, that clock is keeping me up every night in Brentwood. Stop it! Stop it already! It's like a Twilight Zone episode. He was on his way. He had what he was dying for, which was another chance to win another championship. That's like, right, LeBron? You had a chance snatched away by a circumstance that nobody could have foreseen. No one, no how, no way.
Well, look, first of all, that was an impressive little soliloquy you gave. You had the props with the ticking talk and TikTok and all that stuff. And
I prepare for the show every day.
I see. I know you were reading that. You wrote that down and you did it well.
No, I didn't read that. Stop it. I'm a radio broadcaster.
You did it well. But he'll be 36 in December. Like you said, even more so than his age. It's not like he's 36 but only played 13 years, like a lot of guys in the past because they played in college. It's more so the wear and tear. And it'll be his 18th year, as you said. So I agree with you in that this was a great chance for LeBron to win another championship. It was a great chance. Is it definitely his best? I'm not sure about that, but it was certainly a great chance for him. They weren't favored. We know the Clippers were favored, and if they come back, you know, and play this season, on one hand, you can argue that the rest, you know, the time off, LeBron had played hard this season for 60-some-odd games, and, you know, the rest could do him good. So I think it's the opposite. Stronger LeBron. No, I think that a rest at this time could do him well, but it also could do the Clippers well.
All right, that's my point, is the rest of what all everybody said. They're banged up. They're not full strength. Another year and everybody's good to go.
But I'm not even talking about another year. I'm talking about if they play this summer, it'll help. I think it could help LeBron's body in terms of him being fresh. But Paul George, who's battled with the shoulder, the hamstring, you would assume he may be fresh. Kawhi Leonard, who's got these, you know, arthritic or knees or tendonitis, whatever it is, maybe, you know, they already been talking about like the last few weeks of the season, he was feeling better. So you would assume he feels better with the rest. So Patrick Beverley's battled some injuries. So I think it could help other teams, particularly the Clippers as well. Here's the one area I think we disagree on. I will not write off LeBron having a similar type season next year. Now, I know it's, like you said, it's same thing with Tom Brady, although not quite as bad as Brady. But we don't know when it's going to hit LeBron. You know, it could hit him at some point. And it may not hit him where he falls. I don't think it'll hit him where he falls totally off. But it could hit him where now he's a 24-point scorer, a 23-point scorer, 21-point scorer versus a 26-point scorer. You know, it may hit him where instead of being still the best player or one of the three best players in the world, he's just top 10. You know, and obviously the Lakers need him at the top of his game to be able to win a championship. So all I'm saying is I wouldn't write off LeBron having the same type of season next year because he is getting a rest, an extra rest. And I think, Rob, with nutrition, with travel, with all the, you know, the training and the specialized training that guys have nowadays, they can play longer and they can play better at an older age. We see it with Tom Brady. I know he's an aberration, but we also see it with LeBron James. He's kind of an aberration as well. So I agree with you that it does take away a prime opportunity for him to win another championship, but I don't write them off next year either, because I think he'll still be able to play at a high level.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Right now, I think he's on the line. I don't know if he fell asleep or something at 4:30, but we didn't get him. But
he's
now
a busy man. He's got stuff to do. Why he got to be asleep?
He ain't got nothing to do right now.
He's busy.
He on the internet making rap records.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Hey, Chris. TNT's on one line, you know, like everybody's calling.
He does have a lot of jobs.
TNT, he has more
Yahoo,
jobs than I have.
Sports, that's right. It's our man, Chris Haynes. What's up, brother?
Hey, guys. Sorry about that, man. Glad to be on, man. My apologies.
That's all right. I was telling people, you know, I always say jokingly, but still serious, you're the second best media hooper out there. And you also the second best media MC. I didn't know, but... You got skills.
Now, I didn't know that. So who's number one on both of those categories?
Come on, man.
Only a 50-year-old guy is going to sit there and try to convince people that he's the best. He's the best hooper of all NBA media. A 50-year-old guy.
I don't want to mess with Chris now because Chris is young. But
go ahead.
I think my legacy. Y'all don't hoop like y'all used to, though. Is that correct? We used to hoop at every event. I don't think y'all do that anymore, Chris.
Not like that. Personally, I hoop still probably about twice a week. But no,
okay.
Like the events that you guys used to do, I heard about those legendary games. You and Stephen A. And, you know, you used to play back then at the NABJ. Nah, we definitely don't do it like that.
Right.
We used to have a tournament at NABJ. You used to win a trip to Disney World and all that. I mean, it used to be big time.
NABJ. You remember, Rob, too, they had some hoopers.
Oh, no doubt.
Because it wasn't just sports writers at NABJ. You know, like, some NBA BJ.
I was on a team with Mark Spears and Galen Gordon. That was the team, the three of us. Three on three.
Wow. Galen,
college.
You play? Yeah, Mark played at Sacramento State.
Me and Galen were both tall. That's all I'll say.
Right. All right, well, Chris, look, before we're going to get into some NBA talk with you, but we do have to ask you, what inspired you to go ahead and put that rhyme on the internet? That went viral. So what inspired you to do that?
Pure boredom. I mean, golly, like, I'm getting a chance. Opportunity to spend time, my family,
right.
My lovely girls, you know. But there's such a thing as too much time, you know what I mean? And I'm experiencing that a little bit right now. I appreciate it, I value it, but you know, I'm bored, CB, and you know, I still have to work, you know. So you know, it's still, if I get news here and there, that's something I still have to produce. But I got a lot of time on my hands, and so my daughter, she's been, you know, she tinkers around with music on her laptop, and she has a studio. She has a studio set, you know, on her laptop. And so she made this song. And, you know, I don't rap and that like that, but she made this song, and I thought it was so tight. And so I was like, babe, you know, she's 17. I'm like, babe, if I knock out a couple bars for you, can you put me on a song? She's like, nah, nah. I'm like, babe, come on, I can do this. So she told me no anyway, but I went and, you know, knocked some bars out. So that's actually what y'all heard. It was a song. She has a song. The song is called Don't Tell Me How to Feel. And so I was trying to add some bars to her song in hopes that she would put it on. And she didn't. And so I was like, you know what, babe, I'm bored. Can I at least, this part that I put, can I put it out? She was like, no, this is my beat. I don't want my beat getting out there, getting anybody ideas. So I had to pick a new beat, put the bars on it, you know, all from my, I don't have any mics. So that's why the copy sounds garbage. So I don't have a mic, but I did what I can do. And I just put it out, and I was bored. I figured, man, everybody's going through something, you know, during this time. Might as well give, you know, everybody a laugh. That was the intent.
I'll tell you one thing. Good. Your daughter's a smart young woman, because she's right about the music industry. You put beats out there, somebody will steal it in a heartbeat. So she's smart.
She was serious. No, Ross, yes. She was serious, man. I was like, baby, I got like 300,000 followers out there, baby. You know, I put this out. You know, you can be seen. She's like, nah, Dad. First of all, I don't want you on it. Second of all, I don't want nobody stealing my beat.
Exactly.
Right. Right. She's like, not without a contract. You know? Shoot. So Chris, what with the NBA... I read some stories today where, I mean, they're looking at maybe even playing into September if necessary to complete this season. Are you at the point where you think, you know, come hell or high water, they going to have an NBA season? They going to finish up the 2019-20 season? I mean, unless, you know, this thing just is much worse than we can all imagine. They going to figure out a way to play.
I think that's the case, Chris. And I don't want to, you know, elude from a question, but I got to get on you in your freestyle you had, Chris. Now, look, it was solid. Rob, it was solid. It was solid material. But it was like my old car that I used to have. I used to have a Pinto back in the day. But not me, my family. It took a
did anybody
time.
Bump into the bumper?
I told you it was old school. I told you it was old school in the rhyme.
No, it ain't that.
Vintage.
It took a long time. Like you had to rev it up before you got it going. You know what I mean? Like once you got past the seven consecutive times Chris said flow, you know, then he got to really get to it. It's like, oh, okay. All right. I see some skills. It took a while to get to it.
Chris? Chris Haynes? Maybe Chris Broussard needs a blue pill to get it started.
you know he's a wannabe comedian. All right. You know he's a wannabe comedian.
I'm just saying, you know, when you get 50,
no blue pill. Never have they touched my lips.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Let us go back to LeBron James. One of the great things about, you know, the technology today is that even though, you know, sports is done and the players don't have access to the facilities and, you know, you're not seeing these guys on a regular basis like you usually do, they still can be seen on social media now. And a lot of players are doing things on Twitter, doing things on Instagram that, you know, keep us in tune with what's going on in their lives. You see a lot of them interacting with their families. LeBron certainly one who's been doing that, and it's been great to see him, you know, with his kids and his daughter and things like that. But he's also answered questions from various just random fans. And he was asked what NBA team would he never play for? And here's what he said.
I'm still playing, man. I gotta keep all my options open, man. But right now, I tell you one thing. I don't want to go nowhere besides be here, baby. Be a Laker for the rest of my life.
All right, Laker for life. And, you know, look, he's 35 years old. I look at it like, well, of course you're going to be a Laker for life. You know, like, you're not going anywhere else. You've been in Cleveland twice. You've been in Miami. I have no doubt that LeBron is going to remain with the Lakers. You know, he moved here for reasons beyond basketball. His family is settled. His oldest son is in high school. He's got his business interests here. There's no reason for him to leave. And Rob, even though both you and I know he needs to win a championship with the Lakers, but he's been accepted. You know, at first it was rocky. We know a couple people defaced his murals, and it was all about comparing him to Kobe. But Kobe gave him his blessing, obviously, before he tragically died in the helicopter crash. But he gave LeBron his blessing. He embraced him. He welcomed him to L.A. And I think because of that, and because of how well LeBron's played this season, Laker fans have welcomed him as well. So, yeah, I have no doubt he's going to retire a Laker. Do you even think that's a debate or a question?
Yeah, I think it is a question. And I don't know.
Really?
I don't know.
You think he could go elsewhere?
No, I don't know if the Laker love. I'm not. I don't think he has more than three more years to play or whatever.
But you think he could go somewhere else?
No. I'm not saying after this contract. But you were saying like, you know, like the Laker fans have embraced him or whatever. I think that's for now. And for LeBron, he does have to win a championship. If it turns out that he's here for 4 years, Chris, and it doesn't happen or whatever, I think people could look. But it just depends on how it ends. You know how everything is. The way people see you at the end sometimes is how people remember you. Not always. But in LeBron's case coming here, if they don't get to where he at least once, then I think people will look differently at LeBron being a Laker. It'll be disappointment.
Well, I do agree with that for the most part. But you'll agree too. They've embraced him right now.
Right now,
like
I said
they,
that.
They couldn't be happier that. With him, but they do want to win. Like, I said it before he came here. One thing he's got to realize, you know, when it was up for, you know, question where he was going to go, is that you go to the Lakers, they're not just going to be happy that you joined the Lakers. They're not just going to be happy that you're getting them to the second round consistently. They're going to win the championship, and every Laker on LeBron's level, save Elgin Baylor, won a championship. Wilt, Kareem, right. Shaq, Kobe, Magic, Jerry West. They all won at least one championship. And outside of West, they won multiple ones. And so, yeah, I do think that if LeBron doesn't win a championship in L.A., it certainly L.A. fans would be disappointed. But it could even leave a sour taste in their mouth.
Especially, Chris, if you think about this, say the Clippers win this year when they resume the playoffs, resume the season, and the Clippers win again next year. And then you go,
wow, two straight.
Two straight in L.A., you know what I mean? LeBron's here. It would have a different – people would be like, wow, never thought I'd see the day when the Clippers, A, won a championship, right, and B, won a second one, and we had – and I'm saying we – as if I'm a Lakers fan, and we had right. LeBron James. That's how that would go over.
How do you think, because look, one thing that's unique about LeBron, and you know, look, it may end up being the case for the players of this generation and going forward. Kawhi, he's going to be, you know, he's been a Spur, he's been a Raptor, he's been a Clipper. He may even move on to another team for all we know, but he's won, you know, he won championships with his first two stops. So what's he going to be remembered as? You know, back years before, Rob, all the guys who were, most of the guys who were in that upper echelon are affiliated with one team. Magic, a Laker. Kareem, even though he started his career in Milwaukee, he's viewed as a Laker. Bird, obviously a Celtic. Jordan, a Bull. You know, like, that's just how it was. What do you think LeBron will, you know, be remembered as? Would it be Cleveland, even though he only won one of his championships
there? No, it
would be
Miami because he upset the apple cart and ruined the NBA. So I still believe that that
is
whole
it ruined?
Yeah, it was ruined by LeBron, yes. And that's why LeBron, who cried that it wasn't fair when the Warriors got KD.
You are
KD.
Just making all types of assumptions.
No,
did
I'm
LeBron,
just...
is there a video of LeBron crying that it's not fair because
yes.
the Warriors got KD?
Yes.
Really,
yes.
Where is that? I haven't
There's
seen
video.
That.
We got yeah, the audio. Okay. There's the audio right there. Be
yeah,
quiet.
Right.
LeBron, go ahead.
Just full of fibs.
LeBron, what? Oh, you said you could have beat the Warriors if KD didn't join? Yeah, I get it. I understand. But you put together a super team in Miami, little one, didn't you?
Little one.
Is your diaper wet? Do you need me to change your diaper?
Enough!
Are you okay?
Get to the point. All right. Just...
But my point is that I forgot my point because it helped. But no,
who's he? What's he going? You said he'll be remembered as a Miami
Heat. Yeah.
Really? So that's interesting. I get what you're saying because obviously that's where he made the
because
power
it altered,
move.
It altered the league. The NBA. It did.
But do you? So you really think though, out of all, he will be remembered as a Heat player versus a Cav or a Laker?
Yep, I think so.
Wow, that's interesting. I mean, I think. I got a few things to say about that. Number one, if I had to pick a team, you know, assuming even if he wins a championship or two with the Lakers, I still don't know that he'll, I still don't think he'll be thought of as a Laker, you know, as beyond, before his other teams. I think, honestly, if I had to pick a team, I would probably say Cleveland because he started his career there. He was from there. He went back there. And he delivered them their first major championship in 52 years in any, you know, football, basketball, or baseball. So there's that. But I'm going to say something else, Rob. And I got to give credit to Rick Bucher, our colleague at FS1. He was our colleague back at the former place. He and I used to do these online debates where we would, you know, debate like basically via text. Like, you know, it'd be a story about it on the website for ESPN.com. And we were debating LeBron, and this was early. This was his first stint in Cleveland. And he said that he's talked to some people around the league, and they think Wilt Chamberlain might be the best comp or comparison to LeBron James. He said, you know, it may not be Mike. It may not be Magic. It may be Wilt. And I got to be honest, now 17 years into LeBron's career, I do think that is the best comparison for LeBron James. Now you say, well, Wilt Chamberlain was a center. He played in the post. How in the world are you comparing him to LeBron James? Here's how. Wilt Chamberlain, Robin, you know this. There was no doubt he was the best player in the world. You know, I mean, he was better than Bill Russell. You know,
they changed the rules in the league for him.
Right. I mean, it was ridiculous.
That's all you need to know.
Not to mention he averaged 50 and 26 one year. 50 points, 26 rebounds. And the 26 rebounds wasn't even his career high. 27 was his career high. He did that twice. He averaged 45 points one year, 38 points one year, 37 points 2 years. I mean, his numbers are ridiculous. 39 one year. So he was clearly the best player on the planet. But Rob, he won two championships in 14 seasons. Only two in 14, and it's similar to LeBron.
Wind up with 3-20.
Right. There's a very good chance. Now, again, I give him a chance to win this year and assuming we play and next year.
I'm just saying,
but you're absolutely right. It could easily happen. He has three championships in 20 years, or even if it's four. It's still four in 20 years. You know, so it's, I mean, Bird won 3 in 13 years. Magic won 5 in about 13 years. I think it was 12 before he had to retire because of the HIV. But, you know, Jordan, you know, he still got 6 in 15 years. So, but it could be 3 in 20 years. So that's similar. Right now it's 3 in 16 years. So you could compare that to 2-14 with Wilt, even though he's been the best player in the world. The other thing, well, let me stay there for a minute, Rob. I think one of the reasons Wilt didn't win more championships was because he was so individually dominant and his teams were solely based around him and his individual dominance. And it's interesting, if you look at the years he won his championships, his first championship was in like his 10th season. 10th season. And he only averaged 24 points a game, which to that point was his lowest of his career. And then his second championship was in his second to last year with the Lakers. He only averaged 14 points that year, 15 points. And so he was playing a more of a team game. It wasn't that he still couldn't put up 30, 35 points a game, but he played more in the team unit. He was rebounding like crazy. He was passing the ball. The year he won the championship, when he averaged 24 points, he averaged 8 assists. So he was being more in the system rather than being the system. And I think with LeBron, remember B.J. Armstrong said one of the great things playing with Mike, Mike played with 3 dribbles, right? So he wasn't dominating the ball all the time.
Dribbling the air out of the ball.
Right, and LeBron becomes the system. We know that. There's a LeBron system. Everywhere he's been, they play the same way. It's all based around him, which is a credit to him because he's so great and he can do so much. But I don't care how great you are as one man. You're not winning. You're not going to beat a great team of 5 guys that play together. Michael Jordan, as great as he was, didn't win it, Rob, until Phil Jackson got there and brought in the triangle. When he was doing it all by himself, they didn't win it. Wilt, same thing. LeBron, to a certain degree, there's that element. The final thing, reason I think he's similar to Wilt is because Wilt played with 3 franchises too. The Philadelphia Warriors, then they became the San Francisco Warriors. Then he was traded from there to the Philadelphia 76ers. Then, of course, he went to the Lakers. And so he played with 3 teams. It's hard to pick what team you think of Wilt as. I guess as a Sixer, maybe, but... You know, it's similar with LeBron. So I think Wilt is a very good comparison. That LeBron is kind of the modern-day Wilt Chamberlain. What are your thoughts?
And also, yeah, I mean, that's not that far off. And imagine if Wilt had time to practice with his teammates and he wasn't so busy having sex with everybody, he might even be better.
Why did I even say that? Of course, I forgot that dude's name.
Who?
What's the dude that just laughed?
Kawhi?
No, that wasn't Kawhi.
Oh, no, Craig Melvin. Craig Melvin.
Of course he liked it. He laughed. Give me, can I hear that again?
Craig Melvin from NBC News. He's on the Today Show.
I know. I forgot how to bring
Craig. But I would just, I just had to throw that in there for people who don't know. Stop about it. Will Chamberlain. But look anyway, no, that's a fair comparison. I think that is the case. And, you know, 3 championships, as you said, in 16 compared to Wilt 2 in 14. And LeBron has another this year and at least 2 more, maybe 3. Right. Who knows?
It could be 3 and 20, Rob. So you're not 3 and 20. I hope it's not, but it could be.
Yeah, and that would be, I mean, at least he won a couple, multiple, and that would be fine. But it would, when you consider how dominant his stats are, and when you look at, he could be beat Kareem out for the most points. Right. You know what I mean? He'll be that guy, but only have 3 championships. That would say something.
It's so similar because Wilt, because he didn't play as long as Kareem and other guys, he doesn't have the all-time records, you know what I mean, as far as longevity records. But statistic, individual seasons and stuff, I mean, he owns them all. And LeBron could end up owning the longevity stats, assists, top 5. Scoring tops, you know what I mean? Like, he could do things no one's ever done, like Wilt, but to your point, only 3 championships possibly in 20 years. And what it'll do, Rob, is it'll put a serious dent into, like, those that are going to want to argue LeBron's the GOAT because he's the all-time leading scorer, top 5 in assists, and so on and so forth. It'll put a dent in their longevity argument. You know what I mean? Because you'll be able to actually turn it around on them and say, well, Jordan won 6 in essentially 11 years, Rob, because one, he played 17 games when he came back from basketball or baseball.
Baseball, yeah.
And one,
you could throw that one out.
Right. And remember his second year in the league, he broke his foot.
And missed 61 games.
Only played like 18 games. Yeah, yeah. So throw those 2 out and throw Washington out. He had 11 full seasons in Chicago and won 6 rings.
That's incredible.